This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, for tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations to great stations along the Genesis Communications Network, GCNlive.com is their website, and also on selected Salem Media Group stations across the country and some of the biggest markets in America, as well as our leading independent stations that are out there, here, there, and everywhere, scattered in between, just for good measure. And we thank everybody for playing the show and everybody for listening. Now, you can also hear us on the Internet. We're heard over in Germany, a large contingent over there, on radio waves on the Internet. We're also heard on the Internet in India. Radio Gorana is, I believe the way you say that, in India. Several thousand people a night listen over there. Of course, it's daytime for them, nighttime for us, and we're up on the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody out there working on the Third Watch, thanks for doing what you do to keep America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our FedEx and UPS drivers, and hopefully UPS won't be going on strike, but it doesn't look very good right now, and our bulk mail center operators out there, too, Felix and the gang, thank you very much, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and all the petroleum products that are out there. Let's not forget about our Facebook presence, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Go over there, like the page, follow the page. You'll see our podcast over there, news stories over there, and a lot more. Now, that's the Captain's America Third Watch radio show on Facebook. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter. We're on Donald Trump's website, Truth Social. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America, and our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there to find out more about the program. Now, you'll also find over there links to our guests that we have on the program, and be able to hear their podcasts, their shows, whatever they're doing. And in the case of Frank Sabato, who'll be here in hour number four, his brand new book called Nullification. Boy, you're going to want to get a hold of that. And in about another week or so, I will have some of them with me, so I'll be carting them around. And if you want to be able to get that book, you'll be able to get it from me, because we will be seeing to it you can buy one. All right. Joining us, California Way, out there where it's hotter than a firecracker and so hot that Kyle had dumped ice cubes in the pool today to try to stay cool, and the ice cubes melted 5 minutes later. Good morning, Kyle.
Well, good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there.
Well, maybe they didn't melt 5 minutes later, but within 15 minutes they were gone, right?
Just about, yep.
Okay. Well, are you ready? Are you ready to say the pledge?
Of course.
All right, here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
And pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, let's see here. A New Hampshire poll. That's the first primary state, right?
That's right, yes.
Unless, of course, South Carolina goes ahead of it. But I think New Hampshire has a law that they have to be ahead of any other state. So if South Carolina wants to commit to going earlier, New Hampshire may go earlier than that, maybe.
He will. They absolutely will.
Okay. Well, a New Hampshire poll has Donald Trump leading Ron DeSantis and the other GOP field members in it by 37 points.
Yeah, this is really something. Trump with 48%, DeSantis coming in at 11. Here's something, too, Captain. Chris Christie comes in at 10% in that. And then Tim Scott, Ramaswamy, and then Mike Pence with 5, Nikki Haley with 3, and North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum at 3%.
What you've got to watch is the Democratic Party up there, because Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is a next-door neighbor, very well thought of in New Hampshire, and he could shock the hell out of Joe Biden up there.
That's a very, very strong possibility. You know, we're almost into uncharted waters here. Some of the typical analysis, you know, just doesn't really apply, because you've got Joe Biden, who's deteriorating so rapidly and so markedly. I think voters are going to be voicing their opinion about that. I really do think, Captain, that they've got some real problems with Joe Biden.
Okay, well, I got a message from a Suzanne who is in Atlanta, Georgia, and thank you, Suzanne, for listening to us on AM 920 The Answer up there in Atlanta, and hello to everybody in Atlanta. Lenny, too, got to say hello to our buddy Lenny with the Trump bus. Now, she said, Captain, are you aware of the fact that one of the reasons we're having problems and why you haven't heard Joe Biden say anything about dumping some of our reserve fuel into the overall mix to lower the prices is because he's whittled down the reserves so much we don't have any to give?
Well, I think it's a great concern.
I think that's an accurate statement on her part.
Well, since we've, you know, gotten rid of so much out of our strategic petroleum reserve, ostensibly to try to lower the price of gasoline, which is really the proverbial drop in the bucket, it was a political maneuver and using our SPR in order to accomplish that. And it really didn't accomplish anything other than create a message that day from the White House press secretary to say the president's doing everything possible to lower the price of gasoline. And then they just go on from there. But we can't really put that oil back too easily, and certainly it would be incredibly expensive to do so.
The only way we can do it is if we pump, baby, pump.
That's right. You have to replace it.
Yep. Hold that thought. Folks are coming back with more here at the Captain's America Third Watch. And, gee, we got this voice on the air that's going to bring us back take us to break. So here we go, Mr. Voice. Take it to break. We're waiting.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Alrighty, we hope you do lock it in and join the Captain's Army. All you got to do is actually go over to Facebook and go to the Captain's America Third Watch radio show page. Like the page, follow the page. You'll see what we're doing. The podcasts go up over there as well as on our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And we also put the news stories, breaking news and different stories and articles from our guests are over there. Frank Silvato's book is over there, Nullification. Kyle Warren's information is over there. And Denise Simons is over there and others, the Colonel, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, and other people that we bring on the program. We always put their information over there. Now, that being said, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends at MyPillow.com. That's Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell is celebrating his 20th year being in business right now, 20th year. He sold over 80 million MyPillows. Holy smokes, 80 million MyPillows. And you can get one hell of a deal on the most expensive pillow they've got right now and save yourself $50 off the big, expensive pillow. Only $19.98 for that big, fancy, deluxe pillow. Not bad. Now, you can also save up to 80% on selected items. Some of them include the deep discounts on all of the MyPillow products, such as bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, My Slippers, and so much more. There's more to MyPillow than just pillows. So you can take advantage of the biggest sale that Mike Lindell's had in his company's history. Now go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Or get him a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And use the promo code CAPTAIN. That's the promo code CAPTAIN. Take advantage of all of the different deals he's got over there on MyPillow.com. Promo code will be CAPTAIN. Phone number is 800-641-5459. There you go. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain. Kamala Harris, the gift that just keeps on giving, right?
That's right.
Now, the White House is doing damage control after Kamala Harris claimed, you ready for this?
Sure.
Reducing population is critical for climate change.
Well, that's right. This was in her speech, and she said that. She said that reducing population was critical for climate control in addition to some other things, but did not correct herself, as far as I know. And then the White House had to try to run that back. They also then altered the official transcript of the speech, which is not necessarily all that new. They will typically give the transcript of the speech as it was originally written, rather than perhaps sometimes exactly what might have been said or some gaffe that was made. But she just kind of trotted along, just, nope, you've got to reduce the population in order to make things better for everybody. It's like, okay, Kamala, here we go again.
Well, God's gift to the Democratic Party, Chris Christie, has once again opened his mouth and said that Donald Trump deserved to be indicted and is misleading his supporters. He said, and I quote, he's a liar and a coward. Well, I think the liar and a coward is the guy making a comment.
Well, Chris Christie, I think certainly he has a different angle of attack here in the primary, and that is to go straight at Donald Trump. The other, many of the other candidates are sort of waiting. They're hoping. They don't know what's going to happen next. They don't know how Trump is going to do this, but they figure he will do something that makes him fall in the polls. That hasn't happened yet, and they're hoping to inherit his voters. Christie is the one, as I said, who's changed that level of attack. He believes he has to go right through the front runner in order to try to garner some support. He is looking at number three right now in the New Hampshire polling, so it will be interesting to see where he lands come at the actual primary day.
Well, Donald Trump came out over the weekend, and I heard him say it. He said that he made a mistake by picking some of the people he did to be in his cabinet. But he said some of the people that were actually running right now for president could wind up being in his cabinet if he were to win the race.
Yeah, that, I'm sure that that would be possible. You know, Trump, of course, he's no fan of Bill Barr. He calls a lot of folks names that used to work for him in the administration. So it does beg the question, how is he going to get new people to come in, or can he make the case that if he just has new people, that everything will be better?
By the way, I just thought of a use for this. You ready?
Sure.
Chris Christie, this goes to you. You ready?
Okay.
Here we go. A special shout out to Chris Christie and this song, too. I remember it like it was yesterday. But here we go. Chris, this is for you.
You talk too much, you worry me to death. You talk too much, you even worry my pet. You just talk.
All righty. That's for Chris Christie and anybody else that it applies to at the moment. Right, Kyle?
Well, sure. Although, you know, Chris Christie, you know, he will tell you, and I've seen him on several interviews, right? He will tell you that he worked very hard to get Donald Trump elected. He was very much on the side of Donald Trump.
Okay.
But Trump has lost him.
Let's go back and let's explain why the tide turned. Everybody that knows anything about what happened was Chris Christie was promised he would be in the Trump cabinet as the attorney general. That's what he wanted, and he didn't get it. And that's when he did an about-face and went the other way.
And that very well may be. That's right. He tells it a different way, though, in some of these interviews.
I'm telling you, that's what I've heard from everybody that could talk about it. Everybody. So there you go.
Okay, yeah, there you go.
Now, Jake Sullivan, who's another gift that keeps on giving, said that Ukraine's future with NATO is not up for negotiation. Really? That's not what Biden said.
Well, the whole issue of Ukraine being in NATO to begin with, you know, is part of this issue. And we're not lauding or giving any credence to Vladimir Putin, but he certainly was the one who said he didn't want NATO to be on his doorstep, and that's one of the reasons he's invaded Ukraine. But even before that, I think it was problematic anyway about Ukraine joining into NATO. So it's got to be down the road. There's so many different things you have to do, hoops you have to jump through before you can join NATO. It's not an overnight thing. And I think it's misleading when we hear some of these people say, well, they could be in tomorrow and it'd all be fine. And no, it wouldn't. It would be a big, huge problem.
Now, something else that's going on here is Vladimir Putin says that Russia has a sufficient stockpile of cluster bombs as Ukraine is now getting its own supply from us. And they said if cluster bombs are used on Russian troops, they will use it on the Ukrainians. And they didn't just say troops. They meant civilians, too.
Well, this is all-out total war. It's not a good thing. But I do think, Captain, that Vladimir Putin would say such a thing, perhaps in direct response to the American president, saying, well, we're kind of low on cluster bombs. We're giving some to Ukraine.
No. He didn't say cluster bombs. He said ammunition.
Oh, ammunition.
That was even worse.
Yeah. Well, exactly. But Joe Biden sort of opened that door, right? By saying, if we have a low stockpile, well, Putin can say, I have a large stockpile. It's another messaging issue.
So we want to get back into this money issue when it comes to Joe Biden, because we know that the Trump campaign war chest is topping the Biden's his war chest is historically low, Joe Biden, that is, for this stage of any other Democratic president.
Well, that's exactly right. And their strategy is to, you know, I think they're trying to almost throw out the book here because they have a candidate who's so constrained in Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. They can't send him out to the trail. They can't have him go stump speech. They can't do a whistle stop tour, you know, quote unquote. They can't let him out there and have him just sort of say whatever he wants to say. Mm-hmm. So they are going to do this Joe Biden stays in the White House strategy.
Do you remember Barack Obama about this stage of his career when he was running for a second term? Remember how much money he'd accumulated?
I'm sure it was a lot.
Almost $1 billion, the highest ever on record.
Yeah, well, but also Barack
Obama. And Biden's
Obama
not even close.
Well, right, yeah. Well, he was also charismatic and this kind of thing, dynamic. I mean, you could, everything is the opposite of Joe Biden. Yeah.
Well, he had, what's her face with him, his wife, right?
That's right.
Yeah. She's a president in waiting, by the way, I've been told. So if all else fails, she could pop up.
Well, and that's not beyond the realm of possibility. Yeah. Yeah, Michelle Obama, because you go with an idea where you have name recognition. And most people, they may not even be able to name who the vice president is right now, but they would know Michelle Obama, and they probably would vote for her.
Okay, we're coming up on the bottom of the hour, folks. We're going to take another break here, and we'll be right back with more after your stations get a chance to identify themselves, probably pay a few bills, and maybe even give you the news of the weather along the line. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'll be right back with more at Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, too. Don't go anywhere.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
U.S. USA News update. An estimated 70 million Americans are still coping with extreme heat. Forecasters say the blistering heat wave is expected to continue next week as a high pressure dome from Texas moves westward. Search and recovery efforts continue in Pennsylvania, where five people were killed and two children are still missing after flash flooding in the Philadelphia area. The National Weather Service says more than 4.5 inches of rain fell in just 2 hours Saturday evening. Former President Trump says there are some good people running against him for the 2024 GOP presidential nomination. Speaking on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures, the former president acknowledged some of the Republican candidates could have a role in his administration if he's elected. It took almost 5 hours for Carlos Alcaraz to end the reign of Novak Djokovic at Wimbledon, winning a five-set thriller. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Here, there are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors, and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google AdvancedPodiatryAndWoundCare.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
And let me tell you about Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. If you're having problems, and let's say you got a bunch of swelling going on with your feet, your legs, on up towards your hips and whatnot, that is not normal, ladies and gentlemen. And it's a buildup of fluid. And unfortunately, it could wind up killing you if you don't take care of it. I know because it happened to me. All right? And it was able to be taken care of, thank God. The Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care people were the ones that discovered it, found it out. And there you go. So, 727 896-4615 is their phone number, 727-896-4615. Give them a call. See what they can do for you. There you go. And by the way, they took 57 liters of fluid out of me. 57 liters of fluid. Think about that for a minute. Okay, going back to the telephone lines, we've got Kyle Warren. And Kyle, we've got a caller. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning.
Okay, I'm going to take the caller right now, so hang in there. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Mike from Tampa.
Hey, Mr. Mike, I got something to say to you. That triple-decker delight was excellent.
Yeah, I knew you'd like that because I know what you like to eat. Anyway, oh, by the way, Sarasota Jeff insisted on paying the tab.
Insisted on what?
Picking up the tab yesterday for lunch.
He did?
Yes, sir.
All right, okay.
He gets a gold star on his forehead. All that's right. What the nuns use.
Well, we owe him one. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, anyway, the thing I want to ask, you were talking about sunspots increasing or something the other day?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it interferes with radio transmissions and reception, you bet. Mm-hmm.
But it also increases the heat.
Yes.
NASA checks the temperature, and they don't release that anymore since Obama got in. But of the all the planets in
you mean
our
Obama,
temperature.
You mean Obama Jr., Joe Biden?
No, well, it was Obama Jr.
Okay. All right.
Anyway, what's the difference? Anyway, the thing is that they measure the temperature of all the planets, and if the sun increases its intensity, it affects all our planets in our hemisphere, or in our universe. And nobody's releasing that. I would like to know with this hot weather, whether, Jupiter and Mars and all these other places, Pluto, whatever, if the temperature is increased.
Okay, I got a suggestion. Could we send John Kerry to outer space to find out?
He's already there.
Okay.
The other thing is, one of your advertisers, local advertisers, the diamond store, mm-hmm. advertises diamonds from Namibia.
Mm-hmm.
That country is the size of in Africa. That country is the size of Texas with 3 million people.
Mm-hmm.
The diamond industry in Namibia pays for their education and all of their health care. And the government doesn't have to worry about it. And they got it's a former British colony, and it's probably the most civilized place in Africa.
But I'm still not going.
Well, it's very arid. It's not it's like going to Arizona, I guess.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the call, Mr. Mike, and we will see you tomorrow.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Talk to you later.
All right. Thank you very much. Okay, Kyle, any comment?
Well, certainly the sun is the largest influencer of the weather on Earth. But when you have the climate change crowd, they love to come up with something that if you're not doing what they're telling you, then you better do what they're telling you because it's going to get too hot. If it gets too hot, you say you're not doing what we're telling you to do. If it cools down, you can say, well, it's working a little bit, but then it's going to get hotter again because the sun does work in cycles.
Mm-hmm. Now, I stand corrected on something I said earlier, which was not correct, and it was a money amount, about this Hollywood mogul with deep China ties and his wife that dropped their contribution of over $1.7 million into the coffers supporting Joe Biden's reelection bid directly. So it wasn't almost a million. It was $1.7 million they withdrew from giving it to Joe Biden.
That's right. Yeah, they've given him some $1.7 million. That's right. This is Jeffrey Katzenberg, of course, from DreamWorks and so forth, a large Hollywood mogul for many, many years. But here you go. I mean, this is, and of course, the part of the story was that evidently, he's had some longstanding ties to the Chinese government.
Yeah, and he's doing business with China, apparently. So there you
go. The whole entertainment industry, you know, is geared towards trying to release things in China. It's a huge market for them. But the Chinese government, of course, makes them alter, shall we say, the content before it can be released in China.
Now, RFK Jr. is pushing back on a report that he said COVID-19 was ethically targeted to spare Jews. I don't even know where that came from.
Well, that's right. Yes, he is. He is trying to walk that back. He's saying that you know, it wasn't a direct statement that this is what he believes. I think it was said like at some kind of dinner party or something like that. I don't think it was. It wasn't a statement that he issued, but he's definitely been trying to walk that back, saying that it was not. It wasn't directly targeted to not affect the what he called Ashkenazi Jews and the Chinese. Yeah.
Now, these big blue cities with these shanty towns in the middle of them, all the homeless people and all that, I think are starting to realize they need to diversify or die, because San Francisco's downtown right now, and all the people and the companies that are moving out of there, the business buildings that are being given back to whoever it is that owned them, is a big shock. It's a wake-up call for the other cities, too, because this is coming to a big blue city near you. Nobody in their right mind wants to have anything to do with these dumps, these hell holes that they become. Nobody.
Well, that's right. And in some cases, some of these downtown districts used to be very vibrant. The pandemic changed all that, of course, but what's happening is that now following the pandemic, you've got, you know, the glut of space, you've got the crime issues, especially in San Francisco, that are just causing a lot of these retailers to leave. You don't have people there in the evening hours going to bars and restaurants, and so that's right. It's definitely going to have to be changed somehow, whether or not they turn things into apartments or what have you. It's going to have to cause a major rethink of a lot of these downtown areas. Otherwise, they're just going to be what they are now, ghost towns.
Now, I had somebody say to me yesterday, and I'll go make this quick, because I only got about 45 seconds. I had somebody say to me yesterday, they said, Captain, you know, it's really getting depressing. The Democrats have taken away our hope and our prosperity and the other things that America was famous for, and it's just getting depressing. I says, well, don't let it depress you. Get out there and go for it. You can still go for what you want to and work hard and get it. They're not going to stop you from doing that. They may tax you along the way, but guess what? Hope is on the way, and help is on the way. We are not going to stand for this year if we just stand up for America and decide once and for all, we the people are coming, and we're going to vote, and we're going to vote, and we're going to vote, and we're going to vote some more until we ram this right down their throat where it came from. And when we get control of Washington, D.C., the Senate and the House and the White House, we're going to give them stuff that they hope they never wished for in their lifetime upon us, because they're going to get it back in spades.
Well, hopefully there will be a major change.
Mark my words, I'm standing my reputation on that one. I do believe we're going to really stick it to these people who have stuck it to us. The country has had it. Okay, hold on there, Kyle. Folks are coming back with the Trucker's Highway and Bible Report. And oh, by the way, we got this here strange person that's making comments tonight, so let's get some more from him.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Love has episode.
one of the best dance songs ever 51 years ago. And yes, that's how long ago it was. The Spinners, I'll Be Around. You remember that, Kyle?
I sure do.
Now, you don't remember because you were doing the dancing, but you remember it because you heard it played, right?
Well, I remember it on the radio. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was 1972 when that song came out, 51 years ago, and it's still very popular today. I think the Spinners are still touring, well, not the original group, because some of them have passed away, unfortunately. But what a group that was. And they had a bunch of hits, one right after the other. It was either them or was Smokey Robinson and the Miracles and the Four Tops back and forth. All three of them. Remember them?
I do, as a matter of fact, yeah.
All righty. Well, enough of nostalgia. We got to tell them how hot it is out there by you, so go for it.
All right, folks. Well, in the western part of the United States tonight, we're taking a look at the air quality alerts that's happening over just about the entire state of Montana, basically. This has to do with those wildfires coming in from Canada. It's going to dip on down into Wyoming, down through Casper, down towards Cheyenne. We continued then with heat advisories in northern Colorado as you come down I-25 through Fort Collins, Denver, down, of course, through Colorado Springs, and down, of course, to Trinidad. And then through New Mexico, we've got heat advisories all around Santa Fe. We've got an extreme heat watch around Roswell, and then heat advisories down towards Las Cruces, of course. The entire northern part of Arizona with a heat advisory tonight, and the southern part with excessive heat warnings. Utah also now getting in on the heat. Heat advisories throughout almost the entire state, where it turns into an excessive heat warning up near our friends in Salt Lake City. Excessive heat warnings, you get the idea, through most of northern and southern Nevada. You've also got a lot of heat in the California Central Valley and out in the high desert, where it's definitely over 100 degrees easy during the daytimes. And, of course, Phoenix, Tucson, all these places also triple-digit numbers. The only rain that we see on the weather map this morning, on the radar map, is around Redding, California, on Interstate 5. It's drifting now, it looks like, towards the east, so hopefully won't be impacting you too much on Interstate 5 as we go through the early morning hours. So be careful out there.
You want rain, come to the Northeast. To get to that in a minute. But, folks, the relentless heat is impacting all across the southern states, with more records to be set or broken through Tuesday. Meanwhile, heavy rainfall across the middle Atlantic and Northeast will move off to the coastline, off over into the ocean, to provide a well-needed break to start the week. And it's starting to move out of New England right now. Upstream wildfires are continuing up in Canada and bringing poor air quality conditions from the plains, the Ohio Valley, reaching into the eastern seaboard on Monday. And we'll tell you where all that's going on. But let's start out over there. The panhandle of Oklahoma got a little bit of a high heat warning just east of Amarillo. It's pretty much cut down from there to the southern part of Oklahoma. Pardon me. But when you get into Texas, and you come down from Plainview down to Lubbock, it's going to be scorching. Coming out of El Paso, going east, you're going to be in it all the way across to New Orleans, and then some, because it's going to be patchy during the rest of the day as it comes across towards Jacksonville, Florida, and encompasses Florida. Now, we're going to have temperatures 110, 115 degrees around the Metroplex of Dallas, a little bit around San Antonio, on down to Laredo, Texas, and that swath of 35 out there. It's just going to be really bad news. So the heat is going to be terrible. Now, the schmutz alert, as we like to call it, the schmutz alert is taking up all of Iowa. Chicago, you're going to be in it. We do have some thunderstorm warnings and watches over in the central part of Missouri right now, approaching St. Louis. Apparently there's a little bit of a front in there. The heat and whatnot is causing some intense weather conditions. The central part of Tennessee, Nashville north up towards Kentucky, you've got another schmutz alert in there. By the way, Indiana, almost the whole state. Michigan, the lower peninsula, you're going to have some very poor air quality. Going across Ohio from Toledo all the way across to Erie. All of Pennsylvania, here we go again, all of Pennsylvania is going to be in this terrible air quality, as well as all of New York State, down through New Jersey, down into the tip of Delaware. And then, here's where the rain starts, Vermont. A little bit of it scattering around, starting to move away up in New Hampshire and the western part of Maine. However, the eastern part of Maine, Nova Scotia, you've got rain, you've got flooding going up and down US 1, as well as I-95, the last stretch there towards Nova Scotia, before you get make the turn to go up north towards Quebec. You've got a flood warning in there, so be advised that should be gone by the end of the day, looks like. And South Florida is going to be a real scorcher again today. Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J real quick.
All right, folks, don't forget the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the program. Go to pilotflyingj.com to find out more about their amenities, more about their My Rewards Plus app, and how you can save 10 cents a gallon all summer long on every gallon of gas. That's pilotflyingj.com.
Yippee-yi-yo, Kyle Patty. All right, hold that thought, folks. We're going to go right over to the phone line. We've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And don't forget, check her out on Facebook, the Denise Simon Experience, which is predominantly where you'll be able to see all the latest things going on. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Now, Ukrainian units are leaving behind their Western tanks and getting out of the tanks and advancing slowly on foot because they've come into dense Russian minefields. We were telling everybody they were there. They were there. And they're finding out as they were losing tanks because they were just driving out into the middle of them that they got to get out and they got to find the mines before they can go through the minefield.
Well, that's right. And I think that is part and parcel of one of the reasons or rationale of doing these cluster bombs. Additionally, the bridge that connects Crimea to Russia, interestingly enough, traffic has pretty much been halted there because there was a major explosion.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of breaking here in the last few minutes. So, yeah, things are pretty wild, I would say.
Well, that's one way to cut the supply lines.
Well, not that there's much supply line between Crimea and Russia.
No, but there is going back and forth around through there, so it would definitely interfere in some way. So we'll just keep our eyes open on that and see what happens. We might hear a retaliatory reply from Russia because they said in one other sense that if... here comes the music. But anyway, if Ukraine were to use the cluster bombs, they'll use them back. Okay, hold that thought, Denise. Hold that thought, Kyle. We're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch on a Monday morning. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, hotter than a firecracker, but we'll see what we can do to make it cooler. Don't go anywhere. Be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.